At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribe, and follow the podcast, YouTube feed. 94 WIP. Check that out as we have our shows, of course, live 6A to 6P every day, live on 94 WIP's YouTube page, midday show, clips of the shows. Check it all out there. Yesterday, a lot of discussion about Jalen Hurts. I think a lot of people have amnesia about Jalen Hurts' season. Look, he had a good season, and he played on a great team, and he played great in the Super Bowl and the title game. But overall, it was way closer to a good season than a great season individually by Jalen Hurts. A lot of Jalen discussion, top 11 discussion this week. Phillies lose last night. The big story, of course, is the Castellanos situation, which we'll discuss at length on the midday show. But something flying under the radar that I don't know how much longer the Phillies can ignore this, and that is Bryson Stott. Bryson Stott an 0-for-4 last night. We know he's been knocked out of the leadoff spot, which was weeks ago, and that had to happen. He is now hitting .232 with a .620 OPS. He is a nine-hole hitter with a glove that has been masquerading around as a leadoff hitter, as a fives hitter, six hitter, seven hitter, whatever they've put him over the course of the season. The Phillies are getting, zero out of second base right now. Bryson Stott, if you look at his last two seasons, I know last year we tried to excuse because of the elbow injury, which he may have had a reoccurrence in Miami a couple nights ago. So last year, he had .245 with a .315 on base, .356 slugging. That came out to a .671 OPS and an .86 OPS plus. We all agreed that wasn't good enough. We all agreed he needed to bounce back. He's been worse this year. This season, .232, so the batting average is 13 points lower. .296 on base. The on base is 19 points lower. A .324 slugging, 32 points lower. I mean, it's hard to go and slug 32 points less than .356. That's what he's doing right now with a .324 slugging. His OPS is .620. That is good for a 72 OPS plus, which means last year Bryson Stott was 14% below league average. This year he's 28% below league average. The glove doesn't make up for that. Right now he has been, according to Baseball Reference's WAR, a minus player, a negative 0.2 wins above replacement. Over the last 2 years, Bryson Stott has put together an 82 OPS plus and a .654 OPS. That 2023, where he was a 4.3 win player, a 103 OPS plus, it looked like he was going to really become a star, like he had taken that leap. He's gone so backwards. And in his career now, he's a 10% below average hitter. This is his age 27 season. This is what Bryson Stott has been now for his career, 4 years as a big league player. And we know he had a pretty good month of April, right? He had an 810 OPS when April ended. If you take his numbers from the beginning of May through now, which is a month and a half of baseball, the last month and a half of baseball for Bryce Stott has been, I call it unplayable. I mean, these numbers, this is unplayable. When you look at his numbers over the last month and a half, I don't know how the Phillies keep him on the field. So in the last month and a half, he is at 188 with a 239 on base percentage, a 248 slugging percentage, a 487 OPS. He hit the ball out of the park in the game they won, the game they won and came back in Tampa. Hit the 3-run home run late in that game. I don't think he's driven a baseball since then. I mean, I know he had a home run here against Pittsburgh, but it feels like, you know, he barely drives the ball ever. In a month and a half, he has 5 extra base hits. And look, I've been a fan of the player. I've talked about his at-bat quality. You know, we've had him on in spring training and talking about, you know, the nuances of the game and what he brings to the table. I've been pro Bryce Stott. I thought his at-bat against Spencer Strider wore him down in the 2022 playoff game here where Hoskins hits the home run, the bat slam game. I've tried to see the positives of the player. But the Phillies have a problem here, and they have to figure it out by the time we get to the deadline, because we've talked a lot about bullpen, which is obviously a problem. Left field, Kepler's been better lately. You still want at least a platoon upgrade. Center field, Marsh has been better lately. Do you want an upgrade there, right? So we've talked about all these issues they have, and we still don't know when Bryce Harper's coming back. But second base is an albatross right now. It is a black hole right now in this offense. And you look across baseball, the Phillies are getting, you know, bottom 10 production from the position. And that includes, you know, some platoon work by Edmundo Sosa. They're just getting, I mean, they have a 77 weighted runs created plus from the second base position. It's not good enough by any stretch of the imagination. It's just not good enough. There are very few teams in baseball that have gotten less home runs from the second base position. I know you're not historically trying to get home runs there, but there's the only teams in baseball that are getting less production offensively at second base in terms of home runs are Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, and the Cubs. That's it. It is hard to have this kind of production at a position. It's a hole. I mean, it almost feels like the pitcher spot the last month and a half. And the Phillies were riding this as their leadoff hitter for a while, which was outrageous. So as I look at it, they've got some options here over the next month they have to figure out. Number one.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
is this who Bryce's thought is, right? Is the last month and a half, and really three out of the last 4 years, last year, you know, what sample size are they looking at to determine what they're getting out of Bryce's thought? That is a major question here. And I don't know the answer. If they want to look at the sample size of, it's just a month and a half, look what he did in April, well, then they're probably going to be content to just be patient. If they're going to look at the sample size of the last 2 years, well, they're going to say, it's not good. It's not good enough. If they're going to look at his whole career, they're going to say, well, when you add the defense to 10% below average offense, you get kind of an average player. We could live with that. We'll upgrade other places. It all is, it, baseball is really in the eye of sample size. What are you looking at? What are they determining? Or are they just looking at the last month and a half and saying, we have a negative. We have a player that right now is a negative in our lineup. And we have other guys that are very up and down. We don't have consistent power. We have right now two consistent hitters. I mean, you have now you know, you got Trey and you got Schwarber. We know Bohm goes up and down. Castellanos goes up and down. Realmuto goes up and down. Kepler goes up and down. So you have a lot of up and downs. You have two guys you can count on right now in Turner and Schwarber. We don't know when Harper's coming back. Hey, we need to fix this. So here are the options. One, they got to determine what they're looking at, what level of DEFCON we're at here with Bryce's thought in his career. Number two, they got to determine if they want to lessen how often Bryce's thought plays, who's the right guy to do that that's already on the roster. So you could do it in a platoon, a strict platoon, which they've done a lot of that. But obviously, Edmundo Sosa's cooled off from the hot start he had this season. So the natural platoon partner would be Edmundo Sosa. You get a good glove, and you get the guy that hits lefties better than Stott does. That's a natural, hey, we're just going to ride this out, and we're going to run that platoon out there and hope for the best, and hope Sosa can hit some lefties, and hope Stott is not as bad, and we just hope it's not a total negative position for us. That's an option. Another option could be, when Bryce Harper gets back, that Otto Kemp becomes a guy they use at second base. Look at Otto Kemp's defensive, you know, where he played in the minor leagues, and he played third, he played first, he played left, but he also played second base. Can Otto Kemp play second base at a reasonable level? Now, you're going to have a downgrade there, obviously. Obviously going to have a downgrade from Bryce's Stott to Otto Kemp. Kemp's been an adventure in the field, clearly. And maybe Kemp would be better suited to go play out in left field in the platoon. Maybe, you know, I think they found something here in Kemp they could use. But who is he going to be the platoon partner for, and where do you lose less? Is it a little bit more palatable in left field? And when a lefty's out there pitching, you don't put Kepler in and you put Kemp, and then you pinch hit the other one late in the game. That might be more palatable. Or you could try it at second base. You could see if Kemp could give you some innings at second base next to Bryce Harper when Harper comes back, assuming he's going to be back, you know, relatively shortly here. So that's an option. But the other option that the Phillies have to explore here is the trade market. And maybe the best upgrade they can make is actually at second base and not at a different position. Maybe it is the second base position. Maybe giving up on Bryce's thought or moving off the Bryce's thought thing is their best path to making this baseball team better. Because it is a long sample of him just not being a good enough hitter. It's a shame, because when you have a guy that can play defense like he can, work an at-bat like he can, run the bases like he can, Bryce Stott is a good, you know, he's a good runner. I mean, you look at Bryce Stott, his career running the bases, he's one of the more successful stolen base guys by in the history of baseball. I don't know if that's realized, but, you know, Bryce Stott is 86 out of 98 stealing bases. He's been percentage-wise outstanding. I'm going to look up stolen base percentage leaders all time. I know, you know, Trey's up there, but yeah. So stolen base percentage. Yeah. So among players that have played in a minimum of 1,000 innings, so it's 500 games, or 3,000 plate appearances. So they have different, kind of criteria for how they do this, but I'm just going to give you the list as it is right now. So Byron Buxton, 89% is on 117 stolen base attempts, is the highest percentage stolen base guy ever. Then it's Kyle Tucker, that's Alexei Casilla. Bryson Stott is fourth. Now, he only has 98 stolen base attempts. Chase Utley's fifth on 176. I mean, he's stolen base is basically the exact same percentage, and we know Utley was a very good base runner. Trey Turner's 11th. So that gives you kind of a sense. Now, Trey Turner's got 349 attempts. Beltran was the leader in this for a while. He is the most, you know, if you look at only guys with at least 200 attempts, it's Beltran 1, Turner 2, and then Mike Trout 3. In terms of the history of baseball, Tim Raines would be 4. Christian Yelich would be 5. We're going off of 200 attempts or more. After that, you have to go down to Willie Wilson, Shane Victorino up there. You know, 87% is a big percentage. So he brings defense. He brings base running. He brings a good at-bat, but they can't hit. All right, so let's say the Phillies do make that determination. Let's go get a bat. Let's go get a guy that could play second base and put him in there. My guy, I mean, the guy that I've been wanting on the Phillies for a long time, I mean, I think he'd be the perfect Philadelphia Philly, is Brendan Donovan from the St. Louis Cardinals. I'd be willing to give a ton to get him. I think he's an outstanding player. He's a winning player. I think he'll be in a World Series lineup one day. I predicted before the season he's going to be helping the team win the World Series one day. Now, the problem is the Cardinals are better than I thought they'd be. They're in the race. Now, they're not, I wouldn't say, they're not in a great spot, but they're in a spot. So right now the Cardinals are 1.5 games out of a wild card spot. They're in a 3-7 their last 10. Maybe they're falling off. Maybe the pitching just was a little over its head. And they're going to fall off. It's just feels like it's going to be tough to fall out of the third wild card. I mean, San Diego's got a lot of injuries. They're a little thin in their roster. They're the third wild card right now. They're 39-33. So for Milwaukee, for Cincinnati, for St. Louis, for Arizona, are you really going to fully fall out of it? I don't know. I mean, I'd be surprised if the Cardinals fell fully out of it to where they traded Brendan Donovan during the season. It feels like more of an offseason thing as they reset their team. Or heck, they might give him a $100 million contract and make him the face of their franchise, which I think they should because he's that good of a player. He'd be the guy. I look at Willie Castro from the Minnesota Twins, who plays everywhere. Now, Minnesota right now, in their division, they are 10 games out. They've fallen to 500 on the season. They are sitting one game out of a playoff spot. So again, another team, kind of like the Cardinals, but I think they're a little bit worse, that maybe Willie Castro could fit. I like Willie Castro. He's hitting .283, .358 on base. He's slugging .472. He has a .136 weighted runs created plus. He would help a lot. You kind of have to really squint to find the next type of player that would fit. I mean, Luis Urias is having a good season and he doesn't strike out much for the Athletics. That feels like a piece you could pry. He's only hitting .246, but he walks. He is slugging .402, which is way better than Stott. He's got a .112 weighted runs created plus. So that's it. I mean, you know what the Phillies need to find? They need to find their version of what the Dodgers found in Tommy Edman last year. Can they find a player that could come in here and help a significant amount? Now, Nolan Gorman's interesting because he's kind of blocked. He could play a little second. They've played him in different spots. He's blocked by Donovan in St. Louis. Donovan is kind of the chess piece, and then Gorman plays different spots. He strikes out a little too much for my liking. Does have a pretty good walk number. He's hitting .228, but more power than a Bryce's Stott. It wouldn't hit the same way. You wouldn't be like, oh, wow, they got Bryce's Stott. They got a big upgrade over Bryce's Stott, but it might help. It's not easy to find a second base replacement. Teams that have good second basemen are typically in the race. What I find interesting and ironic is last year the Phillies had an opportunity to go get a Jazz Chisholm. Boy, would he be a help right now at a lot of different spots for them, whether it be center field or second base. They chose not to do it. Look, the Phillies have a Bryce's Stott problem, and over the next 3 to 4 weeks, if he doesn't hit, they got to consider more of a platoon, like 50-50, or straight out strictly replacing the guy, because he's an anchor. He's anchoring down their lineup right now. He's dragging the whole thing down in a significant, significant way. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.